Bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Back with you at Up North News, upnorthnewswi.com. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Thankful for your presence here on this Monday, August 1st. New week, new month, new show. Glad you're a part of it. We had Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg on during the first hour, talking about the many ups and downs of being a mayor, from, you know, having the attention that comes with goats to the hostility of a state natural resources board with a renegade member who won't do anything about industrial chemicals polluting our waters. In our 9 o'clock hour, Nancy Stensel joined us to talk about another mining proposal that threatens the clean water of the North Woods and what you can do about that. And as previously mentioned, but I'm going to say it again, all four of the candidates for 3rd Congressional District will join us this week. Three of them tomorrow, Deb McGrath, Rebecca Cook, and Robert Craig. Rebecca Cook and Robert Craig of Citizen Action will join us on Wednesday, and he'll be very surprised to hear that he's running for Congress now. We will also be joined Wednesday in our 10 o'clock hour by Kristen Lyerly and Kirk Bangstead, my former partners in crime on the Wednesday night radio show. For the past year and a half, we have run out of a radio station in the Madison area and then later in the Waukesha area as well. A little program on Wednesday nights during the 7 o'clock hour called the Up North Podcast, which is actually something that is run by Kirk Bangstead and his Minocqua Brewing Company and the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC that he helped start. And the whole reason he got behind starting a weekly radio show and podcast that he boosts on social media up north is, again, to provide that voice that is Wisconsin-centered and is not afraid to stand for our values, and that, you know, those values are not in line with what you're typically hearing on what is overwhelmingly right-wing media across Wisconsin and across the country. So I will always be indebted to Kirk for bringing that voice back to, in podcast form and in radio to Wisconsin. But now he and Kristen Lyerly, doctor, OBGYN, and advocate from the Green Bay area, they are going to now bring their Wednesday night shtick to Wednesday mornings instead. So Wednesday mornings at 10 o'clock, they will join me. And that's where we will do our hour's review of headlines and talk to special guests and such. On Thursday, as I mentioned, Mark Newman, candidate for Congress, will join us, along with Kia Vakil. He is the Up North News Courier Newsroom national correspondent based out west. He works on bringing national stories to the statewide perspective. For example, some of his most recent work includes breaking down what the national Republican congressional plan would mean, you know, in Wisconsin. It wouldn't be great. Spoiler alert on that. But he takes a lot of the national stories. He summarizes what's been happening with the January 6th committee, for example. And that certainly has had its share of Wisconsin tie-ins from Ron Johnson and others. So Kia will join us on a regular basis to tell us about the national stories that he's working on. And on Friday, we will get to meet Christina Lori, our reporter with Up North News, who works on lifestyle features for us and has a very specific aim to bring good news as often as possible, to show off the positive side of Wisconsinites working well with each other and doing good for each other. Because, again, there's enough for us to debate about most of the time without getting, you know, without getting bogged down to the point where we never take a break and appreciate what we have all around us. And Christina Lori is very good about that. Next week's guests include Sean Fetteplace from the Main Street Alliance. And I'm really looking forward to that conversation, because people have been talking for years about when are we going to have an alternative to Wisconsin manufacturers and commerce, which is the big business lobby. I think you could arguably say they are the de facto state government during the Scott Walker years, and continue to be the de facto Wisconsin legislature. What Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce wants, what big business wants, is what this legislature gives to them. And people have said forever When are we going to see an alternative to this? And Main Street Alliance has finally formed that group. It is a growing group of small and mid-sized Wisconsin businesses that are taking a break from what they do from time to time. Previously, they said, I can't take a break for politics. I'm busy trying to make a living. They now understand, as we discussed with Nancy Stensel last hour, politics matters. You have to pay attention to it. It affects your business, your small business, your bottom line. And so more of them are joining Main Street Alliance, and Sean Fetteplace will join us to talk about the work that the group is doing in informing entrepreneurs who then turn around and, inform their workers, their customers, and make us all, better voters as a result. Also next week, Angela Lang from Block, the community action group from the Milwaukee area, again, talking about bringing an awareness of election issues to, a population of voters that, again, may have already thrown their hands up and said, I don't have time for politics. And Angela's among many saying, you need to make time for this. You need to study these issues because, again, they are so important to you and your day-to-day life. It's not just, who's president. Donald Trump, Joe Biden, they have a limited impact on your day-to-day life compared to who is your state legislator, who represents you on the county board and on the school board, as we've learned this year as well. If you have ideas for guests, for topics, you can email us. You can email this fine radio show, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Again, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Don't forget the WI. And if you'd like to give us a ring during the show, whether we have guests or just when we do an open line, that phone number is 715-388-7155. Luke, I've done what I can to start to, kind of prime the pump with guests here.
I'm so excited. You just ran through a gambit of just fabulous guests. And so I'm looking forward to all of those conversations.
It's been a crazy few days here to try to get the show ready. But as I mentioned earlier, you've had to do your part as well. Is this a relatively new endeavor of building a show from scratch, or are you going to tell me you've already done this with some Emmy award winning shows out there?
I wouldn't say Emmy award winning, but Brian and I last fall, it was an exciting time because we were getting ready to gear up for the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM launching here as a part of our network, and Brian and I were tasked with finding a relevant program to put from 2 to 3 p.m. And so Brian Kelly and I, producer extraordinaire, whatever his official title is, we got to have the fun of building a show from the ground up as well. And it's a little more goofball, I guess you could say, than what I think you're doing, Pat. You've got the professionalism. Brian and I are we like to talk about the headlines, but then we also like to talk about just random stuff, which is why we call the show Dueling Tangents, because we have many trains of thoughts in our ability to keep an eye on what's going on in the news and also help build this radio network that we're building.
Don't ever insult me again by saying I'm not a goofball. I will.
That's fair enough. I'm just saying the show is more goofball-y than what the professional nature that you bring to sharing. Your two interviews today were already conducted with absolute professionalism, and it was fantastic to hear both Mayor Rosenberg and Nancy share their stories of what's going on in Wausau and Marathon County.
Well, clearly, I've already got expectations that I've got to break here, so we'll definitely work on that in the meantime. We are going to have a lovely day up here in northern Wisconsin. Temperatures will get into the upper 70s once the clouds break. Sun's going to come through, but it won't be nearly as humid. I can tell you up here on Lake Wissota, things were loud last night in terms of thunder and some lightning, but virtually nothing in the old rain gauge. And I've already alluded to the cornfield across the street, and man, those leaves are getting real pointy, where they're just begging for any kind of moisture to come in. So I do hope that we get that real soon. It's been great boating weather, boated up river.
I can imagine if it's dry, then it's excellent weather for being out on the lake. I got woken up last night because we had both the thunder and the lightning here and a little bit of a downpour in my neck of the woods. So I like to sleep with the window open, and I, the dog and I wake up very often when it starts raining in the middle of the night then.
I will admit to sleeping like a baby last night, only because I was awake most of the previous night trying to get things ready for the show here, but also coming off what had turned out to be another, just perfect family vacation. I mentioned earlier, we've got two adult daughters. They live in other states, each with two kids now. And I've been very fortunate that for, each year, we've been able to get everybody together for a week, either here or, someplace else. We've done the Disney World trip and things like that. But we just finished a week here where, it was so nice to see the house messy again with toys, everywhere. Xbox stuff everywhere from the 15-year-old who brought a friend along with him. Luke, it's been good weather for it. But it's not like I said, not like we don't need the rain. But people, which one of these camps are you in? Some camps are like, it's August 1st. Oh my God, summer's almost over, and they're panic stricken. And then there's folks like me, it's like, it's August 1st. We still have all of August and part of September, but I don't know. Are you in that glass half empty? Oh my God, summer's almost over.
I'm in the glass where I think I side more with you on that one, but the back to school stuff already is killing me. Like I understand I'm in my late 20s now, so I don't have a young one going through the back to school. I can understand the preparations for it because I'm sure it's a hassle. I'm sure it takes a lot and you have to prepare for that. But seeing all the back to school ads just are really upsetting. My nephew and godson's birthday is September 15th, though, and I use his birthday now to mark the end of summer. That's the end of summer to me. Once we're celebrating with him for his birthday, then I'm like, okay, let's get into fall mode. But up until then, I'm with you. It's glass half full.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've had plenty of Septembers that are perfectly pleasant. my wife asked me yesterday, it's like, have you set up a date yet for the boat and the boat lift and the dock and everything to come out? We've got some great folks that live on our street, started something called Wasota Dock that takes care of it. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that yet. Now there have been times we've waited too long and I've had to take the boat back to the boat ramp with, snow flurries coming down, but that's not happening anytime soon.
I was going to say, that's not happening in August though, right? That's if you wait too long into September or October, not August.
Yeah. You do have to plan those things out. And I will say I'm very thankful for, the young men who have started a company like that for the better part of a decade. All of us on the street along the lake here, put in our docks ourselves, took out the docks, the boat lifts and everything. As we've gotten older with a little more, aches and pains and dropping things on somebody's foot and what have you, we've decided this is a young man's game and that we are no longer young men. So I'm thankful that we've got somebody that can help take care of that seasonal matter because that's just more time to enjoy the pontoon. That's the whole reason you have it, is to putt-putt. We'll take a break. We'll have more of Up North News, the daily radio show, coming up in just a moment.